20th Anniversary, Miramax Films. Miramax Films and Scala present a Scala production. A film by Mark Herman. Starring Brenda Blethyn, Michael Caine, Jim Broadbent and Ewan McGregor, with Jane Horrocks as LV. Murray is fast asleep, snoring, and with the cover pulled up over her head.
Oh, for LV!
Come fly with me,
Little voice.
If you can use
LV, a blonde waif of a girl, is in her bedroom swaying to her music. The floor is scattered with albums, from Edith Piaf to Marilyn Monroe, and a record spins on an old-fashioned turntable.
Come fly with me, let's float down.
Downstairs, Mary staggers out from the living room with her hair messed up and a flowery dressing gown hanging loosely about her.
His flute for you. Come fly with me, let's take off.
LV is carefully sorting her records into piles.
Once I get you
LV, will you shut that door?
Billy is at his pigeon loft.
We'll
Come
just
on,
fly.
He watches in delight as the birds fly overhead.
Once I get you up there,
Come on now!
I'll be holding you.
The pigeons come to roost on the shed roof. LV walks into a filthy kitchen and fills the kettle with water. She plugs it in, then flicks on the switch at the socket, pulling her hand away rapidly, fearful of getting an electric shock.
It's perfect for flying.
She picks up a suspicious-looking pint of milk from the side and sniffs it warily, before heading into the hall and doing a little dance to her music. Billy is examining the wing of one of his pigeons. His work colleague, George, taps his watch impatiently, then takes a drag on his cigarette. Billy regretfully kisses his pigeon goodbye, then releases it.
It's perfect for a flying honeymoon.
In her kitchen, Murray swallows a couple of pills, washing them down with coffee from a mug. As she flicks on the switch for the kettle, a blue spark of electricity shocks her hand. Waves lap onto the shore of the quiet seaside town.
Yeah, we're late. Thanks to you and Tweety Pie back there.
Oh, I wasn't worrying about work. I'm worrying about Dwayne.
Dwayne?
Now, there's a big race today. We start off from France at 9 o'clock. Strong winds forecast. Don't like winds, don't Dwayne?
George looks curious.
Dwayne's a pigeon, right?
Aye. Where's the first call?
Shipley Street, domestic installation.
Murray emerges from the toilet.
Am I nearly done? Oh, I'll be wired up to the world soon, me, in touch with all parts.
Nearly done.
Goodly. I spend my life and my fortune in them slot boxes, really I do. Ooh, them uniforms are not very becoming. You look like you've been chucked in a tool bag, you. Put me right off, that has. And I always liked a man in a uniform, me.
I bet you did.
Hey, watch it sparkle it. Hey, speaking of sparks, you don't know nothing about electricery, do you? Only the wires of me own's crackling up on me.
No, no, we're just phone boys, us.
She looks at Billy.
He's quiet, isn't he? Is there anybody there? Or has he been disconnected? Hey, been cut off? I got a daughter like that. Like one of them answering thingies you can only leave messages like.
Say hi, Bill.
Hello.
Bill? Hey, you're not the famous phone Bill, are you? Hey, but look at you in that bag. You ought to complain. Good looking on top, and then that. Clark Gable in a bag. Or should I say Clark Cable? Oh, there, look at them two looking now.
Hey, this one doesn't speak neither, love. You could go out, you two, for a silent night, holy night. Or stop at home for a bleeding quiet night in. Be a real riot, that would. What did I say? What did I say? Hey, look at the bed on him now, looky. Oh, dear. I'd say that's all you get when she's upset. Rapity records, full blood, evil ass. Hey, you! Trash the calypso!
LV steps away from her record player and sits on a step in her room, hunched over and tapping her fingers nervously on her knees.
Right, we're all done. I'll just ring through and test the line.
Oh. Hey, let me. What's the number again? Oh, no, don't tell me, I remember. Start of the war, Bobby Moore. 39, 66, and me age, 28. What are you laughing at? Music ringing in my bloody ears. Hello, mate.
Stacks of records are piled neatly on the floor in LV's room. Judy Garland, Billie Holiday, Marlena Dietrich. LV is sitting with a distant look on her petite face. She's gazing at a black and white photograph on the wall of a man with a kindly looking face, her father. Downstairs, Billy is looking up at the ceiling below LV's room.
Stupid, isn't it? Cooped up there in the dark all day like a friggin' bird trapped in the rafters.
Hey, steady on. Billy's fond of his birds.
Ah, well, I didn't think you looked like the shirt-lifting type somehow.
No, feathered variety. Pigeons and that.
You what? Oh, frig me, no. I can't be doing with that. All that cooing and flapping and shitting all over shop. Come on, shooting them. The only good pigeons are in pies.
Mary tries a switch on the wall, and the electricity buzzes.
Right, if you could just sign this, Mrs...
Hoff. Mary Hoff. Crappity name, isn't it? My late husband Frank left it me. You can imagine my feelings on signing marriage register, Mr. and Mrs. F. Hoff.
See you.
Thanks very much, Mr. Cable.
See you then.
He tips her a wink, and she looks pleased with herself. LV listens out for the door closing. Outside.
What's it like then, eh? To watch your master at work. Did you not see her? Legs of jelly she had for me. Husband dead and out the way and all, eh?
Billy's looking anxious.
Oh, bloody hell. Here's me imagining all sorts of slap and tickle. And all you can dream about is bloody Dwayne.
Billy bends down to pick up his bag, then notices LV staring at him from her window. But she quickly ducks out of the way. Later, Mary's looking in her fridge.
LV, we had the bacon! Recent bacon, I mean.
She shuts the door and inhales on a cigarette.
Pokemon phone ring. Make me a cup of tea, LV, love. Come on, look after me. Hey, give us that paper here. Oh, take it back, I don't like the front. Oh, shove something on something for me, LV, love. Go on, slap some food about for me. Go on. What's that you're eating anyway, brown envelope?
A crisp bread.
What's on telly? Don't say that. Oh, sod this. I'm off down the cafe, me. I can't start the day without some dribbling fat, can I? Speaking of which, I can call Sadie on my new instrument. That'll freak her flabby ass. Hey, and listen, you. If anyone phones before I return, you tell them I'll be back in 5 minutes, all right? All right. Are you receiving me?
LV nods.
Aye, Sadie, it's me. I call in long distance, mate. That I am sexy, well and truly plugged in. Hey, listen, you, me, cafe, now, last one outdoor pays, all right? Okay, leg over and out. 5 minutes, tell them, all right? Toodle pip.
She rushes outside.
Fuck me. Mention bacon and eggs and she shifts like Linford friggin' Christie. How are you, sexy?
Okay.
You look a bit on peckish side to me. Move it.
The well-endowed Sadie trundles after Mary.
You'll stick with me, son.
You'll learn a few tricks. Reading matter, that's the best one. Next day or summer, when Ubby's out, you go back with the reading matter, leaflets and that. Works every time. Bedtime reading, I call it.
Oblivious to George's ramblings, Billy is looking anxiously up at the skies as he drives the van. In the cafe.
Bangers and bubble on a foot cot tea tart twice.
Forgot tea times two.
Sadie, what a night I had me last night, eh? What a friggin' championship night. You should have seen me. Queen for a night I was. You'll never guess who.
Sadie looks blank.
Racy. Ray friggin' say, you know him. He's agent to the stars, king of cabaret, manager of miracles. He's down at Mr. Boo's nightclub all the time. Has that slight look of Elvis about him. You know him, everyone knows him. And he knows everyone. Ain't it when Mr. Boo himself introduced us the other night? And 2 seconds, said it, I fib you not. 2 seconds. And his hands on me ass, my golden old ass in Racy's hands. While he stands there telling jokes to Mr. Boo. Well, I saw him again last night. Oh, the music was in our heads and in his wandering hands. He'll make it in anything, Racy. It's one of them lovable twat sort of types. Driving me round in his lovable twat mobile. He motored me round about a million miles an hour. Me heart in me mouth, his hand up me skirt and me mind on his meat and veg. Listen, then it's down to the arbour for a pronto snog. Oh, lip-lapping like old hell. But at least he knows how to slide and dart and take a throat. And at least there's a thick wad of his wallet up against your tip for comfort. Oh, up and down and down and up and under the bloody stars. Oh, heaven it were, Sadie.
The cafe's silent.
What's up with you lot? Never had a shag and a Chevy?
LV is standing in front of the ringing phone, reaching her hand tentatively forward. The doorbell distracts her and she goes to answer it.
Hiya. Forgot to leave you a reading matter. About services and all that.
LV keeps her head bowed low, and Billy looks a little awkward.
Your phone's ringing. Would you like me to get it for you?
A hint of a smile crosses her face, and she nods.
Hello? Dead.
Now, the two of them are standing together nervously. They both avoid eye contact. Then Billy looks like he's about to say something. LV raises her eyebrows expectantly, but nothing comes out.
Hey, you? What's this then? One of them rave thingies? Oh, stop it, me ears won't take it. I thought you were done, you. You suddenly remember a socket you haven't plugged, eh? Telephone bill. Little birdie boy.
No, I forgot to leave this, reading matter. It tells you
did
about...
Did he ring you, LV? Did he ding-a-ling? Eh? Oh, for fuck's sake, speak, girl.
We just missed a call.
Murray glares at LV accusingly.
I can do 1471. Tells you who was ringing. It's one of the services mentioned in the reading matter.
Billy jots down the number and hangs up.
There you go.
Oh, don't give a name, then.
No, I'm afraid we're not quite that advanced yet.
Aye, well, you best advance on out then, eh? Ta very much, but just flap off. Bloody hell, I don't even know who I'm ringing here. Hello? Booze? You what? Oh, Mr. Booze. Oh, hello. Is Mr. Say there presently, please? It's Mary Hoof.
Racy. Oh, hello, love. Oh, just working, you know. Giving Mr. Boo here a shifty at me clients.
Yeah, of course.
I'll see you at the Red Lion, OK? All right, love, see you.
You messing with that Mary Hoff?
Hoff and on.
More on than Hoff, I should imagine.
Excuse me? Are you watching this or what?
She'll go far this way.
Yeah, she will know. Scunthorpe if she's lucky.
You're not interested? Good nipples.
Eating's off, that's why. Mine are the same.
All right, love. Thank you.
You'll love this next lot, Mr. Boone. Singing combo, five lads, all built like Buddha.
What are they called?
Take Fat.
Mr. Boo's look of curiosity fades and is replaced by one of repulsion. Billy is at his pigeon loft, on the lookout for Dwayne.
Hello, Billy, lad.
Arthur.
Hey, did he win?
He's not in yet.
Not in yet? Well, it's not like your Dwayne. Don't worry, Billy. He'll be in before dark. I'll see you, Billy.
See you, Arthur.
Twilight glints off the surface of the sea. Then night falls, and streetlights pick out the curve of the small harbour. Billy is still waiting for Dwayne. He huddles into his jacket, trying to keep warm. Meanwhile, a white glow emanates from a window in Mary's house above Hoff Records. Judy Garland is on the television.
Every trick of his, your arm.
LV is watching, her mouth hanging open in adoration.
It's rougher, it's lonelier and tougher.
Right, you. You got a fucking second to get in shape. Perk, girl, perk. Aye, come in, Ray. Come in. Here he is, Mr. Racy. Here it is. Me home, me walls, me telly, me phone, and me daughter.
How do you do?
Ray, some Ray. Stingray, Ray Gun. Me very own Ronnie Ray Gun. Oh, I'm just friggin' into him, so.
They kiss and grope each other drunkenly.
Well, say hello. Oh, she's a misery, a miserable bloody misery. What do you have in Raymondo?
What you got?
Everything your throbbing throat could desire, lovely boy.
All right.
Get
it. I'll have a cup of tea.
You what? Yeah, you'll have a cup of tea. Hey, don't just go off like that, you rude.
Hey! She's all right.
No, it's not all right. She spoils everything, her. I'm trying to make an impression and she can't even be swivelled to her friends, the tiny little slut!
Ray looks a little embarrassed, but Mary kicks a cushion in frustration.
Oh, what's my doing and in front of you? Well, that's it. I give up. This is me crappity home, and this is how I am, Ray. No graciers, and if you don't like it, you can piss off.
Hey, hey, stay calm. Don't get mad at me. I never said anything about anything.
He pulls an amusing face at her.
Come on, then. Let's roll about.
They hug and fall back onto the sofa.
Cut that racket, girl!
Calm down, she's all right.
Oh, you little raver.
LV tries to concentrate on her music as Mary wriggles on top of Ray. LV turns the volume up, casting a loving look up at the photo on the wall.
Concentrate. Call it, will you? Think on a fucking neighbour!
Gay divorcee who is after her ex.
Son of a bitch. Well, I got her own, you
know. Ray leaps up from the sofa to start dancing about with Mari.
Who is doing him dirt?
No fun with anyone.
LV tries desperately to maintain her concentration.
It's not unusual to see me cry. I wanna die.
Hey, you!
You're blowing me fuse!
The house is plunged into darkness, and the two of them fall back onto the sofa.
What's that? She got her own radio up there.
No, that's her. That's Elvine.
What? No. Yeah. No.
Yeah. No. Yes. For you've been through the mill.
LV is singing to herself in the dark.
Will be the same.
I don't believe it.
Oh, God, mate. She plays records all the time, every God-scented sick. They're stuck in her head and she can sing them and it gets on that wicked story. Now, come on, Ray, what's wrong?
Ray is looking up the stairs in amazement.
The road gets rougher.
Hey, come on, there. I'm mad for it here.
Shh. I'm listening.
Tomorrow he might turn up. There's just no let up. The livelong night and day.
Oh, sod it. I'm off then.
Mary pulls a cover over herself as Ray remains at the bottom of the stairs, a look of sheer delight on his face.
Looking for the man.
Elvie sings to the photo of her father, bathed in pale blue moonlight. The next morning is grey, and Billy wakes up in his pigeon loft with a blanket pulled up. He gets up quickly and goes to inspect the pigeonholes. But Dwayne's is empty. As LV comes downstairs, the power is restored.
It's not unusual to go out at any time.
She looks around suspiciously, then goes into the kitchen. She plugs in the kettle and tentatively switches on the socket, causing a blue spark of electricity to flash.
Normal service resumed, eh? Bit of grey matter and a bit of grey matter, all it takes. Bit of nouse, bit of coat hanger, and bingo, let there be light. But you want to get this lot seen to, you know. Could bring the house down. Hey, so could you. With what you did last night, you know. Bloody marvellous, eh? Who else you do? No, don't go. I'm just interested, you know, what with being in show business myself, like. Didn't your mum tell you? No. Oh, well, never mind. Let's plonk you down here, love. Like the twinkling star that you are, and let me rustle up one of Ray Say's famous breakfast aids. I do them for all my artists when we're on foreign engagements, you know. It's not all glamour, this game.
He opens the fridge.
Fucking hell.
In bed, Mary lights a cigarette with her eyes still closed.
Marvellous. Up there in the dark. Something I'll never forget. Fuck.
A mouldy egg.
What do you say we continue our little conversation down the camp, eh? No? Well, and me all dressed up and no place to go.
He's wearing Mary's flowery dressing gown. Upstairs, she sniffs her armpit and tries to rearrange her hair.
There you go. Best I can do. Un testate a la Ray.
LB goes to speak.
Yeah? Go on, love, far away.
In show business.
In show business, yeah.
In show business. Did you ever meet Shirley Bassey?
Shirley, dear old Shirley. Shirley. To be honest, love, as I remember, I don't think our paths ever crossed. I did meet Des O'Connor, though. And Charlie Williams. Freddie Mr. Parrotface Davies. I suppose the biggest name I ever met was Monroe.
Marilyn?
Met. You remember him? The singing bus conductor. No? You like Marilyn, yeah?
Yeah.
Can you do her as well? Go on. I bet you can.
She shakes her head.
Oh, there you go.
I have this thing about saxophone players. I don't know what it is. My spine turns to custard. I get goosepimply all over.
Freddie. That's amazing. Christ. I don't believe that. Listen, LV. Listen. You are my discovery. I found you, right? Me. Always remember that. As a matter of fact, here. Take one of my new cards. I left it for you in case I missed you. Look. It's gold.
She goes to take the card, then shakes her head bashfully.
I wouldn't give one of these to just anyone, you know.
He looks at her earnestly, and she finally relents and takes his gold business card.
Now look, I know you're a bit on the quiet side, but I'm a big noise in these parts, and together, you and me, we could set this place on fire.
He leans in, close to her.
You're a star, you.
He gently kisses the top of her head and leaves.
You're a nutter.
No, it can't wait, no. All right, well, hold him there. I'm coming down now. Mari, you look...
Don't speak for a minute.
I've got to go, Mari, but what can I tell you? It's happened at last, eh? It's like at the races, when you know you're onto a certainty and you're feeling, this is it, she's the one.
I am the one?
Outside.
Give us another one, Rick.
Honest, Mario, I can't believe it. It's what I've been looking for ages. It's just one of those once-in-a-lifetime things, eh? I've never felt like this before, about anyone. I'll see you in the seabirds later. Yes!
Bloody hell, Teddy. The bastard wants me. Too bloody right, Teddy. Get up there and get it on. Our fave bloody red. At last, yes, yes, I shall go to the ball. Oh, you darlings from the sky.
As LV jumps onto her bed with her hands over her ears, Mary is dancing triumphantly, while Sadie bumps and grinds against the creaking stairpost.
Oh, what a life can be!
They dance a little routine in unison. Then Sadie goes to perch on the back of the sofa. George is at the door.
Oh, bloody hell, what now?
I forgot to leave you this. Reading matter.
I only ordered a phone, not a mobile bloody library.
What?
Young birdie boy's already been and done all that. Come on, off out of it. Make way for a woman in lust.
Mary teeters out, and Sadie takes the reading matter from George's hands.
Hey! You twat! What do you think you're bloody playing at?
Feeding.
Feeding my ass. Screwing around more like. You come on all quiet, like you're only interested in these bloody things here. But really, you're a devious little bastard, aren't you? You know what I'm on about. Reading matter. Ah, yes, you little bastard. And what you want to get your leg over that for, I'll never know. Old enough to be your bloody grandma.
I want to see the girl, George. The one with music.
What, her up? Oh, Jesus. I thought...
Just to talk to her, like.
Oh, aye?
Yeah. Thought she was interesting.
Interesting like off a bloody rocker, you mean?
Didn't I say to your door, Sadie, eh? I knew there was something down for us, me, you red dot ray.
I just had that feeling in me track, though. And you know me, I can predict rain with that.
Now, as they're leaving work.
I'm wearing my share price Snickers tonight, down as likely as up, and some shit tight bloody bra. Cause I'm worn, I resumatize in here today, me. It's like there's a circus parade passing over me pants.
Nighttime, and Billy glances down the street with an anxious expression, and then looks up at LB's bedroom window.
A game of golf.
Inside, she is crouched in the darkness of her stark room with vinyl records strewn on the floor around her again. She carefully removes one from its sleeve.
Belongs to Daddy.
Her mouth gapes open as she turns the record over in her hands, whilst in the background, Billy appears at her window. He's standing in the cherry picker attached to his work van.
Belongs to Daddy.
Elsewhere in the house, Mary continues back combing her hair.
I'm just seeing if you... if your wires are all right.
LV watches him with a curious expression as he tries to look around casually at the phone wiring.
Did you go out much?
No.
Are you a telly fan?
No.
Going anywhere on your holidays?
No.
Eventually, he stops pretending and leans over.
There are no wires. I finished work hours ago. Well, I don't know what to say now. I'm Billy. Can I ask you your name?
LV.
Oh, does that stand for something?
Little voice.
Oh, on account of being soft-spoken like.
She gives him a timid nod.
Nice tune, that.
My heart belongs to Daddy.
Oh, right.
Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, yeah, right. Your mum's a live wire, ain't she? Bloody hell. Not fond of pigeons neither, is she?
Pigeons?
Aye, I keep them, you know. Homing pigeons.
Oh.
I love them. I'm up Pigeon Hill all the time, where lofts are. Feed and exercise twice a day.
Exercise?
Aye, you let them out, they fly around and come back. That's what homing pigeons do. Except Dwayne, like.
Dwayne?
Aye, me best bird. Not back from France yet.
What's he doing in France?
An awkward moment passes between them.
He's coming back here.
Oh.
They both shift uncomfortably.
Anyway, it can be boring to the non-enthusiast.
Oh, no, you're all right.
When you let him go... and see them fly, and better still, see them back. Well, it's dead exciting. You'll have to come up there with me, LV. See for yourself.
I don't go out.
What, never?
Let's go, Billy. Bye.
I'll see you again somewhere then. Eh?
They wave to each other, and Billy lowers himself on the mechanical arm.
Talking to yourself and all now, are you?
No.
Mary bites her lip.
Ah, well, I'm off out on the raz. You have a nice night in with your pals, eh?
Fag in hand, Mary shuffles back out, leaving LV standing innocently by the pale moonlit window. Now, Mary is on her way to the pub, all tarted up.
Bloody hell, where you been? I said, hey.
Aye, but look at me, lover, eh? Takes time to get dressed up like this. Arndale Centre weren't built in a day, you know.
Yeah, and we've almost matched plaster.
You're smooth talker, you.
You know Mr. Boo, don't you, eh? This is Little Voice's mum.
Oh, aye. Once in a lifetime thing, Ray tells me. Never felt like this before about anyone, he says.
Yeah, we'll get a few quick drinks down and send it back to your place for a listen. A spot of who do you do for Mr. Boo, like?
Her face sinks.
What are you having, love? Hey?
Gin. Double. And a Campari chaser.
Mr. Boo goes to the bar, leaving a distraught Mary alone with the cheerful-looking Ray. Later...
Oh, God, you make me sick, you lot. First that little thorn fart, and now you all drooling over that little stick of shite. I got tits and all, you know, and a gob on me for every occasion. Tits, gob and an ass to die for me.
Good luck, all right, Boo?
Just as well with that mouth.
No, the car, Boo, the car.
Oh, hi, yeah. Very nice.
It's a pristine red convertible American classic.
Put her in the back.
And stop it here.
At home, LV is in a blue patterned nightdress, kneeling before her gramophone, gently bobbing to the music as she reads a record sleeve.
Blessed to be so happy and free. I know that they're chirruping out a little bit to me. I hear.
She gets snapped out at the moment by Mary staggering in.
Get up, you. Ray wants you downstairs. You know what for. You've got him thinking you can do something or something. He wants you down anyway. Show Mr. Boo what you can do.
He's private.
Private, my private. You're just damn selfish and useless, you. And you can do nothing but whisper in wide like your father before you. Couple of bloody nothings, the pair of you. Look, it's him. Pile of old junk no fucker wants. Now come on, downstairs.
Don't you dare touch these. Ever.
Mary kicks the gramophone.
Up your stick leg.
She totters out, leaving LV in darkness as she goes.
She'll not come down.
What?
Just like I said, she'll not sing. I told you.
Dad. LV slowly climbs onto her bed.
Dad.
Looking at the photo.
Well, I'm sorry, Ray, but Boo's a busy man. I've got to be off. Got other acts to see. Acts that can be bothered. Night all.
Boo! Boo!
Hold on, Boo.
It won't take a minute. Honest, believe me, she's dead special.
Listen, sir, I didn't get where I am today by wasting my time. By wasting my time listening to singers that don't sing. All I can say is that she might stand an outside chance as a mime act.
Inside, Mary drunkenly kicks a chair across the shop floor. Now, light spills over LV's bed and onto her bedroom wall as the door opens and the silhouette of a man appears. LV stirs from her sleep and slowly rolls over.
Dad.
The man at the door is Frank, dressed exactly as he is in the photo. He smiles down fondly at his daughter. LV sits up and gazes at him affectionately, then moments later seems almost mesmerized by him. Elsewhere in the house, Mary walks into the lounge in her leopard skin patterned top and pauses wearily, her head in her hand.
That I heard of once in a lullaby.
Mary bolts outside.
You know me, Boo. I wouldn't bring you down here for nothing. You've got to.
Mary entices them back, pointing up at LV's bedroom window.
The dreams that you dare to dream really do come true. Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are.
Listening intently from the street with Ray and Mary, Mr. Boo starts wistfully mouthing the words.
Troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. That's where you'll find me somewhere.
That's never a.
It is.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go again.
That's Judy. You got Judy Garland in there.
Oh, aye, she's round here all the time, her and that Shirley Bassey drinking a bloody cocoa.
You have a remarkable daughter, Mrs. Hoff.
Oh, don't I bloody know.
Well, Ray, we must have her if you can arrange it. There's the makings of a first-class act there, real class. We could do a lot with that.
Right, Mari, lad, me and Boo are off up the pub, talk finer details and finances. Leave the latch off, eh?
What about me, then? Where do I fit in, eh? Me, the fucking second-class act.
Mine's a double scotch, Boo. I'll see you up there, eh? What are you saying, Mari? I'm telling you, you're sitting on a gold mine. Not over a bloody rainbow, but up there, in that bedroom. Dreams that you dared to dream, eh? She can make them come true.
Elvie raises her hand.
Bluebirds fly.
Her father mimics the fluttering gesture.
Birds fly.
She's our chance, Maury. We've been shoveling shit long enough, you and me. Now's our chance to step out of it.
Our chance.
Going nowhere without you, girl.
Her uncertain, tearful look warms under his charming smile.
Oh, Elvis' breath.
She plants one on his lips.
Come on, then, lead us to the dotted line.
They head off up the damp, deserted, moonlit street. The image of her father slowly closes the bedroom door, throwing her into darkness once again. She remains motionless for a moment, then eventually turns and lies back down. Later, Mary and Ray stumble drunkenly into Elvie's room.
Love, lovey, don't worry, it's only us, me and Ray. Coming bearing good news, my lady.
Stupendous news, actually.
Mr. Boone would like you to sing at his club on stage.
Sing what you like.
He'll pay. Good money and all. Could be up to 50 quid, right,
yeah,
Ray?
And that's just the start.
No, no, listen, Ray will look after you. He knows all about showbiz. And all you have to do is sing. Sing. Like what you do best anyway. You might feel shy.
But nothing wrong with being shy at first.
It's natural, that.
I had a girl recently, wouldn't say boo to a goose. Now she's topping the bill at the Reform Club.
Who's that? That stripper?
Yeah, well, it's similar, isn't it? I mean, similar case, Tina.
Please, go. It's not healthy being cooped up here. Like
just
a...
go!
They're taken aback.
Bloody hell, that's gratitude for you.
Mary follows Ray out, leaving Elvie hunched up in the top corner of her bed.
You great long streak of piss, you are bloody doing it, girl!
She stares defiantly towards Elvie through the darkness.
Come on, you can do better than that. Try on doing all right!
At Mr. Boo's, Ray and Mary guide a petrified-looking Elvie through the dimly lit corridors. Mary blatantly ignores a large no-smoking backstage sign on the wall.
The manager says, do you want that card on your belt, sir? And the duck says, certainly not. What sort of duck do you think I am? Hey, true story, this.
It's all right, I'll tell you. What you got to do is stand here and sing. Lock at home. Just stay calm. Relaxed.
She's talking about relaxed. Look at her.
Think about Judy. Think about Shirley.
He's removed her cardigan and gently directs her to the wings.
Think about Marilyn.
He shoves her on stage where she stands scared stiff.
On with the show, ladies and gentlemen. As you know, Boo braves anything, goes anywhere in his perpetual quest for fresh talent to spice up your midweek merriment here. And guess which exotic part of the world I came across tonight's star turn? Shipley Street. Well, it saves on travel expenses, doesn't it?
Boo looks into the wings and gets the nod from Ray.
Anyway, pretty people, enough of me. A talent, an undiscovered treasure, an act of wonder, ladies and gentlemen, a little girl that's big, a northern light, a rising star, order and hush, hush and order, for the turn of turns, are the one, are the only, little voice, ladies and gentlemen, little voice.
The gold-ribboned curtain draws back and Elvie is thrown into the spotlight. Sadie and Mary applaud enthusiastically. Ray from the wings.
Go on.
Go on, go on, go on, sing. I'll do anything, just sing. Sing, for fuck's sake, sing.
The lights. It's the lights. Turn out the lights.
Boo flicks a switch and the club is thrown into darkness, except for a twinkling curtain of fairy lights behind Elvie on stage.
I don't know why, but I'm feeling so sad. I long to try something I've never had. Never had no kissing. Oh, what I've been missing.
LV's shadowy figure turns to Ray.
Do another one. Go on. Do some more.
More? Do you really want more? Aren't you tired? Well, we've only got one more. We'll do Chicago. Chicago, Chicago, that toddling town, a toddling town. Chicago, Chicago, I'll show you around. I love it, bet your bottom dollar you lose the blues in Chicago, Chicago.
What do you stop for? Don't stop now. Do anything, anything, and Jesus, look, happy.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
This is crazy, Ray. The punters can't see.
Happy birthday, Mr. President.
All right, then. Get them back up. Get the lights back up.
When the lights come back up, LV runs off stage. Sadie's the only one clapping, whilst George turns back to the bar. Mary can barely show her face for embarrassment.
Things couldn't go down there with you, Ray. What am I going to tell him?
Boo goes back on stage.
Tell him. She'll be back.
Later, in Ray's car.
Embarrassing, 100 bloody chunk embarrassing, that. I'm showing up, which is more than she bloody was, stood there in bloody dark.
He wasn't there.
And what was she singing? What the hell was that? She could have made an effort and done some Spice Girls or something, for Christ's sake. I told you was wasting your time on the little slit. She did the whole thing to spite Mother. I know her. No, go on, drop her off, dump her home. Let's go eat.
Now, Billy's at his pigeon loft, staring into the night sky.
Now then.
Oh, Jesus.
Guess what? I've just seen your bird.
Where?
On stage down at Boo's.
What?
George reads into Billy's confused look.
Oh, no, not Dwayne. I meant the other one. That lass.
Billy's expression rapidly changes from understanding to utter bewilderment. LV tentatively picks up the phone.
Huh?
LV?
Hello?
Hey, listen. I heard about what you did tonight. At Boo's Club.
They made me.
Who made you?
Him and her. They go on till you do.
They're trying to make you do it again?
Don't think she liked it. Won't be doing it no more.
A corner shop chippy.
Ray, it were crap awful, wasn't it?
Well, she's not what you'd call a performer. I grant you that, no, but I can take care of that. She just needs a big band or something to boost her confidence. A big flashy set. Bright lights, a bit of glitz, snazzy frocks, all that.
I love it when you talk, Swanky.
Has Dwayne come home?
No, not yet.
Happens sometimes, once they're out.
Flying free. They like it.
You should try it sometime, LV.
She frowns slightly, then gets startled by the door.
I've got to go. I've got to go.
LV!
She hangs up and quickly scampers upstairs in her nightdress.
What was she like?
George and Billy are up a phone pole.
Well, if it's a roller coaster of unbridled excitement you're after, I reckon you're better off up here.
George gives him a frank look, and Billy nods vaguely. Now, Ray gingerly opens the door to LV's darkened bedroom.
You're all right, love. It's only me.
LV turns on her bedside lamp and perches on her bed as Ray closes the door behind him.
Been working on the act, planning on it. Got Boo to let us have another go and worked it all out. You'll love it. Everything tailored to your personality. All you've got to do is step on from the side. What's up? Hey, Angel. You're not going to let a little hiccup like tonight put you off, are you? That happens to the best of them, you know.
If you could ask her, or her, or her, they'd all tell you the same thing. They've all had nights like that, you know. Isn't that right, Judy? It sure is, Mr. Say. And what about you, Marilyn? Too, too true. Boop, boop,
boop, boop. Don't!
Seriously, Elfie, it will never happen again. Not with this. It's foolproof, believe me. Let's do it, eh?
She coldly shakes her head, and he glances down at his notes.
You won't even look at it?
She bites her lower lip and shakes her head.
Oh, never mind then. Never mind. That's it then, eh? No problem. Par di problemo.
He rubs his hands and looks around the room.
Got it nice here, haven't you? Clean and tidy. That's nice. All your records all around you. Your dad must have spent years building up a collection like this.
He did.
Yeah. I'm not one for collecting things myself. Only debts.
He stands on the far side of the room with his back to her.
I had an auntie once who was her. You'll never guess what she collected. Go on.
He sits down on the bed beside her.
Bluebirds. Honest. Wild bluebirds flying all over her house. Marvellous with them she was and all. Even taught one of them to talk once. Timid little thing it was. No bigger than your thumb. Too scared even to leave its cage. But what she did was so simple. All she did was keep it shaded and safe at all times. And then sing to it and stroke it very, very soft every day. And after a while, it gave her its heart. And later, when it grew strong, she set it free. But before it flew to its freedom, it stopped on the window ledge. Then it turned to her, and to her great surprise, sang. There'll be blue birds over the white cliffs of Dover. See, there she goes.
She beams a smile at him.
True story, eh?
Then, looking over at her record collection.
Which are your dad's favourites?
Them three there.
Oh, good. You know what? Well, oh, no, no.
What?
No, well, I was just thinking we could have included them in the, you know, the act. But we're not doing it now. I bet your dad would have liked that, though, eh? A tribute to his life's loves. One love is songs, sung by his only other love, his daughter. Oh, that would have really been something, eh?
He looks away from her in thought.
Yeah, shame. Because the man and his music, they don't get much respect, do they? You know what I mean?
Pointing downstairs, LV plucks up the courage to say something.
Whoops, there she goes again. The bluebird, under the moon and over the stars.
He flutters his hand and inadvertently draws her attention to her father's photograph.
I'll do it.
Do what? Oh, that, okay.
Just once.
Yeah, whatever, whatever. I'm pleased. I'll just pop down and get me cigarillos. Won't be a tick.
He thumps the air as soon as he gets outside. Now he's driving up a steep hill in his car.
Look, boys, right up there. And overall, the effect I want, Frank, is like Las Vegas, you know. Clutch up the bandstand.
He's
big
the
musical
man,
notes up the back. Take the big band of lights along the top there. And then up here on the stage, with a gold cage right where she comes.
LV is in her room, lovingly cleaning a record. Next, Ray is trying to pawn all his gold jewellery. But upon close examination, the jeweller shakes his head. Posters advertising Little Voice get printed. And Ray sits with a bank manager, who also ends up shaking his head. Sadie and Mary are raising money amongst their work colleagues. Mary then marches up to Ray in Mr. Boo's club and tips a load of cash out in front of him while he's on the phone.
Hold on. Thank you.
She snogs him. He places the cash on a bet that doesn't come through. Now LV is trying on a variety of unflattering cocktail dresses. She covers herself up shamefully in an ill-fitting gold lame number and has a photo taken in a red polka dot monstrosity. Sadie and Mary are out postering the concert, while Ray has a word with the leader of a big band. At home, Shirley Bassey performs on the TV, inspiring Sadie and Mary to do bad impersonations.
She's come to a lot more than I thought, frankly.
Ray's wallet is empty, and so he is forced to sell his beloved car.
There you go, Mr. Say. Thanks a lot. Right, Phil.
Yes, Mr.
He walks away from the garage with a sickened expression and places the wad of cash on another horse race. But it doesn't come in. Next, some dodgy-looking hard men hold up a debt acknowledgement form in front of him at a casino, and he nods nervously. LV is polishing her father's photo. The work is finished at Mr. Boo's, and Ray admires the neon sign outside saying, "Little Voice." Performance night arrives, and people file into the swanky club entrance.
Well, a man with a plan or what, eh? My Ray. Worked it all out, he has. Gonna take us all to Tarby Land. I had me doubts about her doing it again at first, but, well, he won me over. Try as I do, I cannot say no to that man. What a tongue he has on him, eh, Sadie? Half raspberry, half razor. Oh, I don't know, Sadie. Maybe this once that fucker fate smiling down on us, eh?
Ray's sneaking up with a necklace.
Oh, liquor. Lacquer, liquor, lacquer.
Ah, bloody hell.
Oh, my God, I've blinded me, God.
No, I'm all right. Here, I've got you Sammy.
Holding out the necklace.
Oh, Raymondo. Looky you, little sparkle neck me. See, Sadie, for love talking. That's right, isn't it, Ray? Some ways I wish I could lash it round me finger.
You look stunning, Sadie. We're going to have a dance down here later, eh?
Hey, go upstairs now, Sadie. See if Star turns ready.
I can't wait, Maury. Can you? I'm buzzing fit to burst. Big crowd, proper job. I've even got a talent scout coming down.
Oh, give us your lips, you, and double me palpitations.
They kiss passionately, but then Ray looks over towards the doorway.
Fuck me.
Eat not now, Ray. We got short to do.
Mary follows his gaze to see LV standing behind her, wearing a beautiful glittering pink dress with thin shoulder straps.
Right, so we set then, now what?
Let me open that front door. The door that leads to success.
Welcome, 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 yea, thrice welcome to Mr. Boo's. Knock, knock. Boo. That was a fucking pathetic. So how y'all doing, hurry? Come on, you know better than that. How y'all doing, hurry? That's more like it. Because we pulled out all the stops for your Friday night frolickings. We haven't had a band in here this big since VE Day. In fact, by the look of them, it's the same band. It's all right, they know me. We're in for a grand night tonight, so smack one hand against t'other, if you will, for the turn of turns return. The voice of a thousand stars, the girl with the greats queuing up in her gullet, and the one, and the only, Little Voice, ladies and gentlemen, Little Voice!
A golden curtain gathers up to reveal LV sitting in a large mock birdcage outlined with lights. She slowly rises to her feet and steps out of the cage, consciously shutting the door behind her. Her head is hung low, and she anxiously walks centre stage. The band members watch her patiently as the uncomfortable silence lingers on. Boo stands in the wings looking expectant, whilst Ray casts an unsettled look around him. Then slowly LV starts to take in her surroundings, and in amongst the crowd she sees her father, and a smile warms to her face. Her hands flick to life and...
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender, good looking, so refined. Say, wouldn't you like to know what's going on in my mind? So let me get right to the point. I don't pop my cork for every man I see. Time with me. Yes!
As the audience erupts into rapturous applause, Mary and Ray join in surprise. Now, under spotlight, Elvie swaying elegantly in front of the mic.
I wanna be loved by you, just you, and nobody else but you. I wanna be loved by you alone, boop boop bee doo. I wanna be kissed by you, just you, and nobody else but you. I wanna be kissed by you alone. I couldn't aspire to anything higher than to feel the desire to make you my own. Badam, badam, badam,
ooh. Men cluster to me like moths around the flame, and if their wings burn, I know I'm not to blame. Falling in love again, never wanted to. What am I to do? I can't help you.
Ray and Murray are having a whale of a time, clapping along in time to the music, along with everyone else.
A song and a smile, making life worthwhile, so sing as we go.
The audience can't get enough of her. Now she's standing on stage, holding the mic casually against her chest as she looks confidently round the audience.
Forget your troubles, come on, get happy. You better chase all your cares away. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day. The sun is shining, come on, get happy. The Lord is waiting to take your hand. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. We're going to the promised land.
Ray notices something and points it out to Mary. A man at another table is holding a mobile phone up and catching LV singing.
On the other side, forget your troubles, come on, get happy. You better chase all your cares away. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day. Forget your
Ray gets up and walks over to the man with the phone.
Chase your cares away. Hallelujah, get happy before the judgment day. The sun is shining, come on, get happy. The Lord is waiting.
Who's on the phone? It's Bunny Morris.
On the other end of the phone, Bunny Morris is listening in, sitting in his office, puffing on a cigar.
It's quiet and peaceful on the other side. Forget your troubles, get happy, your cares fly away. Shout hallelujah, get happy, get ready for your judgment. Come on, get happy, chase your cares away. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy.
Shining, come on, get happy. Lord is whole audience gets to its feet as Elvie smiles down at them excitedly. Her mother turns to the people behind her.
That's my fucking daughter!
Elvie sees her father blow her a kiss from the audience. But then his image disappears, and her face falls as she looks at the empty seat where he should be. She's oblivious to her mother jumping up and down excitedly. Billy's standing by his pigeon loft and glances over at the theatre.
Well, a star is bloody born or what, eh?
Guess who I just spoke to? Only Bunny Morris.
Never!
Who's Bunny Morris?
The fixer, Bunny, Mr. Star Maker Morris. Any new star you name, love, he got them started. He puts them in all the big clubs and all the TV shows. If he rates them, that's it. Nobody says no to Bunny Morris, and neither did I. He's only coming here tomorrow night to see her.
No.
Yeah, he is. He's coming here, honest. Honest, I've got to pick him up at the Grand at 7.
Tomorrow? We're on tomorrow night and all.
Yeah.
Aye. I've had to cancel Silverado's and Gringo Hodges. Had to. They're gone mad in here tonight.
Honest, yeah,
when Bunny sees that, he'll do the same, and that'll be it. We'll never be off the telly. MFI Friday, Letterman, he'll fix them all.
Just once, we said.
Today this crap house, tomorrow the bloody world. Root bloody one. London, Leeds, Las Vegas.
Yeah!
Well, just remember where you got your start, right? My crap house. And you know what they say? Shouldn't shit on folk on way up, because you're bound to meet them on way down.
Yeah, but we're not coming down, boo. Up to the sky we're going, up to the bloody sky. Here's to the rise of Little Voice.
They turn to see her slumped on the stage. Sadie rushes over.
God! The little bird's bleated and died with all the shock.
It's all right, Mari. She's just tired. Bright lights and all that.
Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. But when, eh? When? Don't push her too hard, will you, Ray?
She needs pushing, boo. That's the point.
Just I've seen a lot of big talent wasted in my time.
Oh, don't come to fucking impresario with me, boo. You run a club that no one in their right mind wants to go to. You tell jokes that no one in their right mind wants to laugh at. You're a nothing, boo. It's me with the contacts now, me with the friends in the high places. Remember that. It's Ray who's the big shot.
Do you lot want to ride home?
Yeah.
I may not have friends in high places, Ray, but I've got them in the fucking used car business.
Looking at Ray's red sports car. The lights of Little Voice's name flash over the entrance to Mr. Boo's club. Now, Elby's lying on her side in her bed, staring into space.
I know you're there, Elvie. You did it again, didn't you? And again tonight, it says. Elvie! Elvie, I'm worried. Are you all right? Look, just don't let them do it to you. Elvie, I know you're there. I just want...
Billy's attention is drawn to a pigeon.
Dwayne?
It flies away.
Hey, fuck off, Romeo. You want to see her? Then sod off down club and pay like everyone else.
Mary tosses her fag out of the window, then shuts it.
Do without that sort of crap just before show, eh? When you need to be concentrating your mind. Hey, come on, love, enough of this, eh? You've not opened your beak all day to eat or to squeak. And even you squeak from time to time, don't you? Hey, come on, love, squeak to me, eh?
Mary glances anxiously at the clock. It's 6:10. Billy unlocks the pigeon coop high up on the hillside overlooking the sea and scoops up a pigeon.
Dwayne. Steady.
He kisses the bird gently on the head. Ray's helping Bunny Morris out of a car outside the club.
A long time since I've been dragged down the Northern Clubs, say. Better be good.
Oh, yeah. Great, eh? Come in.
Billy's standing outside the club.
Now then, I thought you'd be showing up here sooner or later. You going in?
No. Hello, you must be George's wife.
Wife? You bastard.
She kicks George.
Sorry, George. Sorry.
For one not known for his overusage of words. You don't half pick 'em, dear.
Spare ticket now if you want one.
Sorry.
LV's still in bed.
She's not moved, Sadie, love. But she's going to have to in a minute, otherwise she'll be going on like she is. I bet that Judy Garland never went on stage in her bloody pyjamas, so I don't know why she wants to. Oh, come on, Elvie, love. Whatever it is that's bugging you, just let it stop, eh? Just for a few hours. Because, look, we're cutting things a bit fine now. Ray will be here in a minute and your mum's getting just a little bit fucking irate, all right?
Ladies and gentlemen, will you welcome, please, on this night of all nights, the compere of all compares, the world's finest MC, the funniest man never to have been on television, the man the Northern Echo called quite amusing, the chuckle bag himself, your very own Mr. Boo!
Boo jumps through the flashy gold curtains, hopping flamboyantly round the stage.
Welcome, 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 yay, thrice welcome to Mr. Boo's. I'm Mr. Boo, don't shout my name too loud, I think you don't like me. How you all doing, all right? Oh, come on, you do better than that. How you all doing, all right? That's more like it. Now, have we got some entertainment for you tonight? I don't know, have we got some entertainment for him tonight? Of course we have, and we all know what that entertainment is, don't we? Because tonight, for the second consecutive night in a row, sees the return of young Little Voice.
Billy's looking anxious.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you. But that's all in the future. That's to look forward to.
Ray's going to kill me. He's going to throttle me. Then what would you be like, eh? Were me murdered? Oh, be up and about then, I suppose. Happy as a lark. Oh, there'd be no bloody crooning for your dead mum. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Is he? Is he? Oh, Jesus. Jesus. Oh, come on, Elvie, love, please. Hey, do it for your mum, eh? Oh, do some up for me, for Christ's sake, instead of that lousy, dopey drip of a dead dad. Fuck!
She throws a limp Elvie back down on the bed, then rushes downstairs to Ray, who's pouring himself a drink.
Darling.
All right, Mari? Okay. Bloody hell. This is it, eh? Where's she in? Elvie, management is here.
Ray, love, that's a bit of a... It's Elvie, love. She's dead tired. She's really...
Oh, we all love. She'll be all right once she gets on here.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for our first act. Five lads from Grimsby who have a history of touching arseholes. I said our souls, madam. The biggest thing in rock, Take Fat!
Five portly men dressed in black capes and frayed vest tops to show off their beer bellies stride onto the stage and start to perform a distinctly amateur raunchy routine. Bunny does not look impressed.
Could she not have this night off?
This night off? What are you on about? Bunny Morris is there. He's there now waiting. This night off? This night? This is the night, love. Fucking house.
But Ray...
Ray, what? Did you get a dresser and a dry cleaner's okay? Yeah?
Sadie, love, you pick up the dress?
Oh, no, you forgot it.
I've been so busied with her, Ray.
Jesus Christ!
Hey, watch me furniture, you!
Furniture?
Now then, a novelty act, noveler than any I know. So please give a big Mr. Boo welcome to Brenda Bailey and her farmyard frolics!
A woman dressed like a milkmaid.
Two things. That's all you had to do. Get the dress and have her ready.
I know. I'm sorry, darling. But don't be crossy with your rolling puss-puss.
Never mind all that crap.
Backstage, Boo goes up to a knife thrower.
Where's Elvie? Have you seen Ray say or Elvie? Christ. Trigger, you better string it out a bit. Do an extra 5 minutes, yeah?
I'll do it blindfolded.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Sadie, give that once over with iron, eh?
Okay. What? She's not even dressed? We can't have this, Mari. I'm going to have to get someone else to look after her.
Ray, no. What are you saying?
Ray keeps his back turned to her, while Sadie busies herself with the iron in the background. Drawing nervously on her cigarette, Mari turns to Sadie.
Hey, you're too quiet to be me friend, you. Fuck off.
Looking hurt, Sadie puts down the iron.
I'm doing it now, Ray, love. Yes, I am.
So a big welcome, please, to Wild Trigger Smith and the lovely Elaine.
The silver-haired Elaine spins round, attached to a circular target, while knife thrower Billy totters to the front of the stage.
Later!
Oh, fucking hell! Ray!
What?
Hey, kiss me, Ray.
Oh, give over, we haven't got the time.
Hey, love it.
Stop clinging, will you? You're all over me all the time, like the bloody pox.
Don't spoil it, Raimondo. We go so well together.
We go nowhere. For a start, you're past it. Your body's gone. When your clothes go, I can't keep track of it. It's all over the place. There's no way that you're coming with me and her to better things. No way, love. LB, you've got 10 fucking seconds.
I'm tired of getting the fuzzy end of the lollipop.
Ray turns back to Mary, staring at him hopefully from the living room.
All you're doing is getting in the way. You were in the way the first night I heard her. And you're still in the way now. Christ. Do you think I don't have birds I'll go to? Don't you think it's like putting my face in flowers after you? You've had it, Mari. For God's sake, wise up, woman, eh?
Hey.
And fuck off.
Another knife just misses Elaine.
Elaine! Are you still there?
Backstage.
Get them off, Boo. You go on. It's not right.
They're doing fine.
Curtains! Ta, thank you. Ta, a big hand, ladies and gentlemen, for Wild Trigger Smith and the lovely, lucky Elaine.
Mary staggers over to Sadie's house in tears.
Sadie!
What are you doing? Here, get this on. Come on. I've had enough of you lot tonight. Dress on, now. Move it, will you?
Hello, number one. What's your name? Where'd you come from?
What?
Hello, everybody. This is Mrs. Norman May.
Stop messing about. We're late. Now, come on, quick.
So hurry up before they shut the gate.
Stop that. Save it for the punters. Come
click,
on.
Click, 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 click. There's music in the clatter of the clocks.
I'm warning you, Elfie.
I know. I'll sing them all and we'll stay all night.
See what I mean? Not very bright.
Well, the villain only
laughed. Elfie, now come on.
Run, Toto, run.
Stop it, Elfie.
When you smile, 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 smile,
Elfie,
smile.
Elfie, don't crack now.
Smile,
we're on our way. Smile. Together.
Happy together. Unhappy together.
Elfie, why? Why?
Because
of the wonderful things he does. I warned you.
Shame on you.
She hits him, sending him tumbling down the stairs.
Never mind your teeth! Leave them out!
Ray picks himself up.
Fucking hell.
He walks away from the light switch that's sparking dangerously and leaves. A spark sets fire to the wall and the whole room explodes into flames.
Lions and tigers and bears! Oh my! Lions and tigers and bears!
Hey, now we're cooking, aren't we? You hear about this chick went into a library in Essex? No, hold up, no wonder chicken, was it? Oh, it's gone.
Look what you started. Conflagration, baby, that's what. Don't let the flames go out. Some like it hot.
She's a redhead, my wife. No hair, just a redhead. No, I love her terribly, I do. That's what she says, anyway. Hey, now listen, look, calm down, calm down. She'll be along in a sec. What did I tell you, eh? What did I tell you? I said, if you didn't laugh at my jokes, I'd sing. That's what I said, didn't I? Well, Boo's a man of his word, I'm afraid. Bunny, bear with me.
Bunny's leaving.
Anyway, as I say in the business, this, ladies and gentlemen, is me.
Your baby doesn't love you anymore. 2, 3, 4.
Ray!
Ray punches him.
I had something, ladies and gentlemen. I had something really special.
This is my room, and you're all here. And I'm not gonna leave here ever, ever again. because I love you all.
Billy runs out.
Golden days before they end. And they never bloody started. Bunny Morris, Bunny Starmaker Morris. Fuck off, you jumped up little prat. Your baby won't be near you anymore. Just as well, because they always fuck it up for you, don't they?
As Elvie's house goes up in flames, Billy races over to his van.
Send falling stars that seem to cry. That's because they can't fucking hack it.
Mary's sobbing as she watches telly with Sadie.
I had a dream.
There's no place like home. There's no place like
it's
home. There's no place like
when
home.
I think of what might have been, eh?
There's no place like home.
The flames are creeping under Elvie's bedroom door.
Finish, fucking finish me. To know that she's untrue. But oh, what will you do? What will I do, eh? What the fuck am I gonna do?
The ground floor is completely engulfed in flames.
We're through. It's over.
There's no place like home.
It's over. Help me!
Billy's at the window.
It's over.
Billy hugs LV in his cherry picker.
All the rainbows in the sky. Over the fucking rainbow, eh? Start to weep, then say goodbye, good fucking bye. You won't be seeing rainbows anymore.
Sadie's noticed the commotion.
Okay.
She races out. Back at the club, Ray stares drunkenly out at the shocked audience. Meanwhile, as the firefighters battle with the blaze, Sadie and Mary join the small crowd that's now gathered.
It's over, it's over, it's over!
A window explodes, sending glass shattering out over the street. Ray's lip trembles as he stands on the stage fighting back his tears. The audience stare up at him in complete bemusement. Boo pats Ray on the back.
The adorable Mr. Ray Say, ladies and gentlemen, with a little song about his show business career called It's Over.
As Ray stumbles wearily off stage, the stony-faced loan sharks are waiting for him.
So how y'all doing, all right?
Outside, Billy flicks on the lights of an open-air theatre. He walks over to LV, who's sitting on the edge of the stage, and helps her on with a coat.
There you go. Oh.
Thanks, Billy.
You're all right. It's just old stuff from the van.
No, I mean, thanks for getting me out.
Oh, that's all right. Hey, you should get out more often.
He looks at her awkwardly. Then they both stare out at the rows of empty deck chairs in front of them.
Why did you want to come down here?
My dad used to bring me here. Listen to concerts.
LV, there's people other than your dad who, well, other people who might think something of you, and other people who are, well, still alive.
Billy, I've got to go.
LV?
She runs off.
Didn't handle that very well.
The darkened street outside the burnt-out shell of the shop. LV steps inside. She looks around in horror, then hurries up the staircase in pitch black. Someone shines a torch in her face.
What's happened here then, little match girl? The little stick who wrecks everything. I can't start again, can I now? Who'd want me anyway? Who'd want me?
She grabs LV by the throat.
Wait a minute. What do you want anyway? Oh, I know. Your records. Well, I'll salvage crabs out on back roof, LV love. Maybe they'll be there.
She stares coldly at her daughter. After a moment, LV runs off. Now, she slowly picks up a broken shard of record that's lying next to the shattered black and white photograph of her father. As Mary steps up behind her, the devastated LV opens her mouth in a silent scream.
What's up? Cat got your tongue.
LV grabs her mother.
Can you hear me now, mother?
My dad!
You drove him as fast as you could to an early grave with your men and your shouting and your pals and your knights 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 of neglect.
Oh, when he had his records on, he sparkled. Not dazzling like you, but with fine lights. Fine lights. He never spoke up to you, because you would never listen. I never spoke up to you, because I could never get
Her voice echoes round the quiet seaside town. She's still clinging to her mother's sparkly dress.
Little voice.
My name's Laura.
LV walks off, leaving Mary alone and shaking, her heavy makeup running down her face. LV walks out of the shop and on down the darkened street, without a single glance backwards. Now, the pale golden rays of sunrise, throwing clouds into silhouette over the sea. Billy's in with his pigeons. He kisses Dwayne on the head. Then, he turns round to see LV behind him, and his face breaks into a smile. She whistles, and the pigeons all fly off.
Everything all right, then?
Fine. Is that Dwayne?
Aye. Just about back to normal now, I reckon.
Yeah. I think I know how he feels.
LV smiles at him warmly.
Do you want to give me an hand? We'll exercise.
LV throws open her arms, setting free the pigeon in her hands.
There's no business like show business, like no business I know. And you are stealing that extra bone. There's no people like show people. They smile when they are alone. Yesterday they told you you would not go far. That night you opened. Stay on your dressing room, they hung a star. Let's go on with the show. The costumes, the scenery, the makeup, the props, the audience that lifts you when you're down. The headaches, the heartaches, the backaches, the flops, the sheriff who escorts you out of town. The opening when your heart beats like a drum. The closing when the customers don't come.